Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Monday, March 18th, 2024. A Philippine Senate panel pushing through with the arrest order against controversial televangelist Apollo Quiboloy. Senator Rizzo Ontiveros, who is leading the probe into Quiboloy's alleged crimes, rejected his reasons for not attending the hearings. Ontiveros says she has already asked Senate President Juan Miguel Zubiri to issue the arrest order. Quiboloy is accused of sexual abuse and human trafficking by former members of his group, the Kingdom of Jesus Christ. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. strongly condemning the death of four soldiers in an attack by a local terrorist group in Maguindanao del Sur. The troops were on their way home Sunday when they were ambushed by suspected members of the Daula Islamia. The military suspects the extremist group carried out the attack in retaliation for the military operation last December that killed 11 of its members. The El Nino phenomenon continues to wreak havoc on Philippine farmlands. The Agriculture Department estimates the damage has climbed to 1.31 billion pesos as of mid-March. Areas primarily affected include Western Visayas, Zamboanga, and Ilocos, or those on the western side of the archipelago. Five towns in Oriental and Occidental Mindoro already declared a state of calamity. Authorities earlier warned as many as 70 provinces will experience El Nino until April. And more than 2 million passengers expected to flock to seaports across the country in time for Holy Week. The figure is higher than last year's nearly 1.9 million people who traveled by sea during the Lenten season. With the anticipated exodus, the Philippine Ports Authority says it is preparing measures to ensure passenger convenience. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and I want TFC. TV.